Morning. It is good to see you today. I'm Barbara Fode. I'm a member of the congregation, and I'm here to welcome you. And the stoles symbolize that whatever kind of little puzzle piece, whatever shape you are, we all fit together in God's family, and so you are welcome here, and anybody is welcome to wear one of the stoles. They signify that we are an open and accepting congregation. If you are new to us, we're delighted to have you here, and there's a brochure. I will try to wander around since I'm also on the welcome team, but they are in the back, or someone will hopefully get one for you. And in your bulletin, you will find a yellow slip. On one side, we'd like to know who you are, if you're a regular or a newcomer, if you would fill that out for us. And that goes in the offering plate. However, if you have a prayer request, you can flip it over and put your prayer request there. And we read these aloud in worship, but you can click that you don't want that, or you can not click if you don't want that read. But we are a congregation that believes in prayer, and so that is what that is for. You will find an abbreviated order of worship in your bulletin, and almost everything you need will be on the slides. But who remembers what happened on Wednesday this week? Last Wednesday. It was snowing, so the new member class didn't get together. So we're not going to do that part in the bulletin that says recognition of new members. We'll save that, okay? So that should be the only change in your worship order. Yes? Oh, hey. Stark says there's still food because somebody, maybe a cookie and some food. So that flows right into what I was saying afterwards. Through either of these doors, you can get to the gathering room behind and have a little snack and chat with some folks. There are also restrooms for men and women out this door, or in the back down on both sides are restrooms if you need those. If you have a smartphone and know about QR codes, you can follow along with the full bulletin service. These are in the pews for you. And I want to give you a couple opportunities for some Christian discipleship and fun that's going on. Got my notes here. Now, Angela, what is coming up Wednesday? Ash Wednesday, the time of Lent. And we will be having a service, and yes, it is Valentine's Day also. So that's noted in your bulletin. And we're starting a Lenten worship series, a book study, so come join one of our groups. I am dressed appropriately for my next announcement, which is next Saturday. We're showing the SU basketball game downstairs on the big screen, and you are welcome to come and have some lunch and snacks and watch that with us. We're playing Miami, and so I think we need all the people we can get to cheer for our team. I would like to recognize Peter is somewhere. There he is, wanted to make an announcement.
Thanks, Barbara. Good morning again. I want to invite you to the Poor People's Campaign. This is just starting. It's a wonderful initiative that University Church is already playing a role with, thanks to Church and Society and our pastor. And the very next thing that's happening is tomorrow night, there is a planning meeting at Atonement Lutheran Church, West Glen Avenue. And the whole idea of this is to fight poverty and end poverty without fighting poor people, without fighting the people in poverty. It's actually to start a social movement to end poverty with leadership from people who have had the experience of being poor. So for more information, you can see this newsletter that's out there in the Narthex. And we welcome people who are interested in helping plan how University Church is going to play a role here in ending poverty. You may be hearing a lot more about the Poor People's Campaign. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Peter. This is a church that cares about poverty and working on those issues. Let us now continue with the rest of our worship.
So we're going to watch a video about our next service, our next worship series called Listen.
Thank you.
honored to say I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood, and I would like to extend a warm welcome to all of you. Welcome, welcome here, welcome home. Just to make it perfectly clear that Jesus is God's Word incarnate, our last story in this season comes full circle with a voice of God, again, booming aloud, saying not only, "This is my Son, the Beloved," at Jesus' baptism, but now, "Listen to him," at his transfiguration. "We have been given," says the letter to the Corinthians, "the light of knowledge to shine in our hearts. This light is the same light that is shown on the people of God through the ages." We are called to join our voices with the saints and to be known as people who praise a living and loving God. Please remain seated and be a singer or a listener of our theme song for Known and Called.
Water, river, Spirit, grace, sweep over me, sweep over me. Recarve the depths of your fingers' grace in sculpting me, in sculpting me.
Good morning again. My name is Jefferson, and I am your liturgist today. As we learn who Jesus is, we are also learning who we are called to be. God has sculpted each of us in God's own image. Together, we can rediscover what that means. I invite you to stand and join me in the call to worship adapted from a poem by John Vandalar titled, "The Simple Logic of Light." How we long to understand, O God, the power of a single glow to dispel darkness. It's a simple logic, this message you speak. We praise you for this light. We praise you for the radiance. And we praise you for the tinder that you have placed within us that waits patiently and quietly. What is the bit of tinder or kindling that has come to rest on your heart as we have studied Jesus' call and ministry? Are you ready for the bright light of God's love to set it on fire? Are you ready to reflect God's light into your world? Please remain standing and join me in singing "It Only Takes a Spark," displayed on the screen.
It only takes a spark to get fire going, and soon all those around can warm up in its glowing. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you'll spread His love to everyone. You'll want to pass it on. What a wondrous time is spring, when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you'll want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You'll want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness I found. You can depend on Him. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want the world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
Take a moment and share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. Greet each other with the words, "I see the light of God in you." Let us now greet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump or a high five, or if it's more comfortable with you, just wave so you don't get the flu.
Lord, all the earth let us sing, power and majesty sing to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your name. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have in you.
Please be seated if you aren't seated already. And I'd like to welcome the children forward. We sing them in, and here we are, and I'm sitting up here with you today. I'm hoping that I can sit maybe here. Can everyone see me if I sit, or see what I'm going to hold, I guess, if I sit here? Okay, so I brought my folder up, so I said the right verse. Look at our friends who are coming. This is wonderful. Can you see what I'm going to do from where you are? Okay. So today we're going to be talking about light. We just sang about light and passing it on, and later on we're going to sing This Little Light of Mine, because we're talking about the light of Jesus. And so I want to read to you this one verse of Scripture, and then we're going to play with my scarf and with a flashlight. For God who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts, so that we, in turn, might make known the glory of God shining in the face of Christ. And so I'm saying this because I brought a flashlight. What does a flashlight do? Oh, it shines light. You know what? I forgot my microphone. It shines light. Can you guys see me? You might want to do a semicircle so you can see me. So a flashlight shines light. And then what might this do if I put this on top of the light? It's going to darken it, yes. So our scripture says that that Christ's light shines through the darkness. So I'm going to turn on the light. You all see the light? I'm not going to shine it in your faces. But you see the light in the flashlight? Oh, thank you. You see it? All right, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this, my scarf, and I'm going to put it right over this. And so let's see if we see the light. Do we still see the light?
Yeah.
You do? You do? Okay. Do you still see the light? So even though this scarf could make it dark, the light of Christ is lighting it through. And so that's what can happen with us. When we share that love that God has shared with us, we can be this light, and we can, even though there might be some sad times or some darkness, we still can be that light of Christ when we interact with ourselves and with our friends and with people we've never met before. So So remember our light shining through darkness as you go about your day and week. And isn't it interesting? I picked this scarf because it has hearts on it, but I didn't mean to do this. Look at the heart went right on top of the light. How did that happen? That just ironically happened. See the heart? I know, for Valentine's Day, yes, yes. Will you pray with me? Loving God, we thank you for children. We thank you for their hearts and their laughter and their love. Please be with them today that they may know that they have this awesome light within themselves and that they can and will shine this light out into the world. We pray all this in your many, many names. Amen. Well, thank you for coming and talking with me today. I better turn off the flashlight, or what happens if you don't turn it off? It runs out of battery, doesn't it? Okay, so you can go sit with whoever brought you in the congregation, and we, I believe, have our anthem coming up.
Our scriptures this morning are all about light. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, explains what can prevent people from seeing the light and describes our roles as light bearers. I'm reading from the Inclusive Bible, verses 3 through 6 in the fourth chapter. If our gospel can be called veiled in any sense, it is only for those who are headed for destruction. Their unbelieving minds have been blinded by the God of the present age, so that they may not see the glory of God. Excuse me, the glory of Christ, the image of God. It is not ourselves we preach, but Jesus Christ as sovereign, and ourselves as your workers for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let the light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts, so that we in turn might make known the glory of God shining on the face of Christ. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through 8, we hear the story of Jesus' transfiguration from the Common English Bible. This event happens in the middle of Jesus' ministry and linked Jesus with Moses and Elijah, pillars in the story of Israel. The disciples who witnessed it were sworn to not speak a word about this until after Jesus' resurrection. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and brought them to the top of a very high mountain where they were alone. He was transformed in front of them, and his clothes were amazingly bright, brighter than if they had been bleached white. Elijah and Moses appeared and were talking with Jesus. Peter reacted to all of this by saying to Jesus, "Rabbi, it's good that we're here. Let's make 3 shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He said this because he didn't know how to respond, for the 3 of them were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice spoke from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I dearly love. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. This is the word and wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. God commands the disciples to listen to Jesus. The promise of Jesus may seem hard to hold on to in our current circumstance, but God still commands us to listen. Listen to the love, listen to the compassion, listen to the promise. I invite you to stand and join me in singing "View the Present Through the Promise," displayed on the screen. This is a new hymn sung to the familiar Welsh lullaby, "Sleep, My Child, and Peace Attend Thee All Through the Night."
View the present through the promise, Christ, come again. Trust despite the deepening darkness, Christ will come again. Lift the world above its grieving, through your watching and believing in the hope past hopes conceiving, Christ will come again. Probe the present with the promise, Christ will come again. Let your daily actions witness, Christ will come again. Let your loving and your giving and your justice and forgiving be a sign to all the living, Christ will come again. Match the present to the promise, Christ will come again. Make this hope your guiding promise, Christ will come again. Pattern all your calculating and the world you are creating to the advent you are waiting, Christ will come again.
Please be seated. There must be a tall person up here before me. Look at the microphone. Oh, gosh. I'm a little short. Well, will you pray with me as we begin this sermon? Loving God, today I ask that something that may or may not come out of my mouth affect anyone, someone here. Please be with me and us as we go through the words that have been on my heart, that they might be the words that need to be heard. And if they're not, let those words come out anyway, so that your love may shine through. I pray this in your many names. Amen. I have a little story for you to begin with. During Michael's first month of college, the professor gave his students a pop quiz. He was a conscientious student and had breezed through the questions until he read the last one. What is the name of the woman who cleans the school? Surely this was some kind of a joke. He had seen the cleaning woman several times. She was tall, dark-haired, and in her 50s, but how would he know her name? He handed in his paper, leaving the last question blank. Just before class ended, one student asked if the last question would count toward the quiz grade. "Absolutely," said the professor. "In your careers," I'm going to add in your life, "you will meet many people. All are significant. They each deserve your attention and care, even if all you do is smile and say hello." Michael never forgot that lesson. He also learned her name is Dorothy. The professor had a point, but let's take it a step even further. As persons of faith, we are to see each person as a child of God. And when we see them, we smile in that sense, in the sharing of God's love. We are known by the company we keep. How are we at noticing and acknowledging all people? The text from the Gospel of Mark today really drops some of the big names as to who Jesus keeps company with. First, Jesus takes Peter and James and John, names we hear over and over, the big names in the disciples, and he takes them up to the mountaintop, probably to Mount Hermon. When on the mountaintop, before their eyes, Jesus transforms. His transfiguration makes his clothes shine bright white. Then, more name-dropping. Elijah and Moses appear. For Mark's hearers, this connects prophets of the past with Jesus. They seemed to be Jesus' mentor or friends. Peter isn't quite sure what to say or do, so he breaks the moment suggesting three shrines be built. Peter, instead of taking in the moment, wants to make himself busy. This may be similar to some of us who want to capture a picture, a video, or post a special moment on social media instead of just staying present in the holy moments of our lives. The climax of the moment rolls in on a cloud. And from the cloud, a voice speaks, just as it did at Jesus' baptism. The voice of God says, "This is my Son, whom I dearly love. Listen to him!" Exclamation point. And on the slide, I saw like 5 exclamation points. The Gospel of Mark wants to be sure this point is clear. Jesus is more than a man. He speaks with divinity and authority. And then, as quickly as it all came on, the whole thing is over. Elijah and Moses and the cloud have disappeared. Jesus was known by the company he kept. He was known as rabbi, teacher, as he spent time with the leaders of the temple. He was known as Son of God as Elijah and Moses appeared with him. But these are not the only company Jesus kept. He also was known as a rebel as he spent time with tax collectors who were known as thieves and shysters. He spent time with the poor, the sick, even Samaritans and sinners. As Scripture today said, we are to listen to Jesus. So what company do we keep? People who think and act like us, who dress like us, who have had success like us. As we listen to Jesus, the company we keep cannot just be our friends and confidants. We may need to be intentional about offering a listening ear or a prayer or spend some time with someone who may need a reminder of God's love, who may not know God's love just yet. Jesus hung out with disciples and with the fringes of society. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, verse 32, Jesus said, "I didn't come to call righteous people, but sinners to change their hearts and lives. Therefore, we are not to spend all our time with those who already know God's love. We are called to pass it on." You may be asking, what is with all the camp songs today? Or you might be asking, what's with all the camp songs today? That's how I would say it. They cut to the heart of it. It only takes a spark of God's love or Jesus' light to get a movement filled with love and compassion going. These songs speak the truth. The pop quiz story is an example of how when we treat everyone as if they matter, we are passing it on. Our scripture today, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. God said that light should shine out of the darkness. He is the same one who shone in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave us, on the mountaintop, he gave us a glimpse of the light he has. He shared his transfiguration with his disciples so that they could see and share his light. We may have felt and experienced Jesus' light in moments or times we've never expected it. Just as the hymn says, we are to pass this light on and on and on and on. We are known by the company we keep and how we treat those around us. In fact, you might not know this, but some churches have a reputation for being judgmental. Have you kind of heard that before? I believe all of us, can shatter that by being known by the company we keep and how we treat those around us. Remember, the company that Jesus kept, and somehow, in our own special way, using our own special gifts and graces, let's take this light and share it in every smile, every conversation, every prayer with the company that we keep. Amen.
If you would like your prayer read as a part of worship today, please pass your prayer slip to the ushers as they walk down the aisle. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time asking God to open our eyes.
Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus, to reach out and touch Him, and say that we love Him. Open our ears, Lord, and help us to listen. Open our eyes, Lord, we want to see Jesus.
Let us settle our hearts and our minds in an attitude of prayer. There are many places in this world where uncertainty reigns. Let us lift up the names of places in this world that need our prayers. Where needs our prayers? Albany. Florida, with Taiwan, Syracuse, Congo, yes, Korea, South and North, Syracuse, Russia, Washington, D.C., Chicago, yes,
play for the Olympics,
and for the Olympics, yes, Israel, God in your mercy.
Let us join together in a time of prayer as we pray silently, followed by a short spoken prayer, and then the Lord's Prayer in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. As we begin a time of silent prayer, get comfortable in your seats. Sit tall, take a deep breath. In Hebrew, breath and spirit are the same word. Breathe in and allow the Holy Spirit to fill your consciousness as you open your heart to God. God, it is easy to be consumed by the blankets over the flashlights in our world. It is easy to be consumed by the concerns instead of the joys of our prayers. It's difficult sometimes to sit back and listen to the sound of the water. Difficult sometimes to see the light of God. Lord, we pray today that wherever we are in our week, wherever we are in our lives, we see that light. We see the light of God, your light, in us. And we're able to share that light, God. We're able to share that light with all of those around us. Those that we might not normally think to stop and smile at. And now, Lord, we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to be close to you. Creator God, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this. I knew I needed this. I sat down here today and I said, Jefferson, make sure you pull this out of your slip, because every time they're always looking around for it. And of course, I didn't do that. We'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips that look like this into the plates as our ushers come down the aisle. We want to know that you are here today. We want to know if we can share that light with you in some way this week. I'd like our first-time visitors of the church to know that we don't expect a donation from you today. It's enough to have you here worshiping with us. You are our guest, and we are grateful to have you with us. And yet, we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church. So as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, our donations and our offerings.
Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up. Shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, coming up, Lord. If you don't find out, he'll conjure you.
If I could, I should.
Just stand on the rock where Moses stood.
As we give, we seek to share the light, to reflect the light that we have received. Would you please remain standing and join me in the prayer of dedication? We are the receivers. We are the givers. We are the light bearers. Lord, with humble thanks for the mercies we have received, we give these offerings for the work of your kingdom. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in singing our closing hymn, This Little Light of Mine, displayed on your screen.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. All through the night, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Amen. Wow. Great music today. Okay, so I have one quick announcement that was forgotten earlier. If you know someone who needs a lift, the poinsettias today are available. You can take one home or take it to share the love with someone else. Okay, let's settle together. May the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. The blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.